Today, Shir Masechta Shabbos, Daf Lamed Beis. We will begin on Daf Lamed Aleph Amid Beis at the bottom of the Amid at the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Sholish Averis, because of three Averis, Noshim Mesis B'Shas Leidosam. Women pass away while they're in childbirth. Asher Einen Zehirois, if they're not careful, B'Nida, if they're not careful in Hilchas Nida, if they're not careful in Hilchas Challah, we know that when you bake, we spoke about this earlier in our Masechta, when you bake a certain amount, you have to take off Challah. About Lakas Aner, what we've been discussing in our Perek, lighting the calendars on Friday night. Of course, as the Rishonim point out, the Rabbeinu Prachi points out, it's not specifically only these three Averis that cause women to have difficulty in childbirth. But as we're going to learn in the Gemara, these are halachas that are particular, specific to women, and therefore, since they're particular and specific to women, that's why women are more susceptible during such a situation. Also, when the Mishnah speaks about hadlokas in there, the pasha pshat is that they're not careful to put on candlelights l'kavod Shabbos. However, I saw the Rishash asks a question. Hadlokas aner, as important as it is, clearly from learning our current perek, is only a mitzvah d'rabbanan. So why would a woman's life be put into danger if she's not careful with hadlokas aner to the degree that her life should be put into danger? And because of that, the Rishash and the Pnei Yeshua both suggest it doesn't mean necessarily that the woman doesn't light candles l'kavod Shabbos. What it perhaps means is that they're not careful to light the candles in the proper time before Shabbos, and not chas v'shalom if you light the candles, as we know, too late on Friday afternoon, it could be a situation of chilul Shabbos. Says the Gemara, nida mai tama. Why is a woman susceptible when she's not careful in hilchos nida? Says the Gemara, Amar Yitzchok, he kilkala b'chadri betna. We know hilchos nida involve the inner chambers of the woman's body. Lefikach tilka b'chadri betna, her womb could be put into danger if she's not careful with the hilchos nida when she's in childbirth. Says the Gemara, tenech nida. So we understand the correlation between nida and childbirth. However, asked the Gemara, Challah v'adlokas aner, Michael Amemer, what's the correlation between Challah and adlokas aner? Answers the Gemara, Kedgarsh hahu galea leid Rav Chisda, like this person from the north explained in front of Rav Chisda, Oma Kadosh Baruch Hu, Revi Estam Nosati Bechem, as the Mepharshim explained, the minimum amount of dam that a person needs to have to survive is a Revi Estam. And Hashem says to us, Revi'is dam nasati b'chem, you need a revi'is to survive. Al iski dam hisarti ischem, and I've warned you to be careful on hilchas nida, which are obviously connected to dam. Reishis karasi ischem. Klal Yisrael are considered reishis. Val iske reishis, and regarding halachas that infect reishis, challah is considered reishis. The pasuk says, reishis arisaseichem, hisarti ischem. Neshama shenasati b'chem, the neshama that I give you, kruya ner, is called a ner. Der Hashem nishmas adam. Aliske ner is harti eschem. I've told you to be careful without lokas neris l'kavod Shabbos. Tells us HaKadosh Baruch Hu, imatem mekayim moisom, if you fulfill them, mutav, then you will be fine. Imlav, but if you're not careful, already noitel nishmas eichem. It's worth repeating a vart that I said the other day already. The Mishnah, when it speaks about women, it says about hadlokas aner. What does the Mishnah say, hadlokas aner? So we explained that there are two parts to the mitzvah of hadlokas neiris. One is the lighting the candles. And one, as we discussed as recently as at the end of yesterday's shir, is the hivv, is the preparation of the candle. And the halacha is that the women are obligated to light the candle, but the preparation of the candles, that's actually the obligation of the men. And that's why the Mishnah uses the wording of hadlokas aner to focus that the women are going to turn on the light the candles. The other part of the preparation, that's going to be the job of the men. Says the Gemara, Vaishnav Shastri Dasan. Ask the Gemara why specifically when people are having children, that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is watching if the woman was careful with all of these mitzvahs. So the Gemara gives a number of sayings that they used to say, but all of the sayings really make the same point, that when you're vulnerable, when somebody is vulnerable, that's when he needs to be most careful. Amrav Nafal Torah, when the axe falls down, Chadel Sakna, sharpen the knife. Since it's easy, the axe is anyway laying on the floor, it's easier to kill the axe under that circumstances. Abayama, Tofus Tiris, Amsa Bechad Machatra Lahavi, when the maid increases her rebellion with one strike of the stick, she will be punished. In other words, when we're punishing the maid for all the times once we're punishing the maid, we'll punish her for every time she acted improperly. Here too, once this woman who's in childbirth, as we're learning, is vulnerable, that's when she's punished for everything else that happened. Rav Chisdama, Shafkil Ravi de Menafshe Nafal, leave the drunk alone, he'll fall down. If the person's intoxicated, so it's easy that he's going to fall anyway. Here too, she's in danger, she's in childbirth, so that's when she needs more protection. Marokvamer, Raya Chigra V'Izei Rehetin, when the shepherd is crippled and the goats are running, Avav Chutramili, V'Abei Dori Chushbana, when we're going to catch the sheep, the animals that are running away, that's when we're going to take judgment for everything that they did improperly. At the door of the store, there are many friends and brothers. But when a person is being humiliated, when a person is in a weak space, that's when nobody remembers him. Here too, when this woman is in a weak part in her life, that's when she is most vulnerable. Says the Gemara, V'gavri heichem evdiki. So now we've identified when HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at the women. And what about men? Amrei Shlokesh, B'shar sh'ayvim al gesher. When men go on a bridge, so again, the bridges weren't so safe in those days, so when the man travels on the bridge, that's when he's looked at. Ask the Gemara, because as the Mefarshim, as the Gra explains the Gemara, the Gemara did not find it conceivable that only women are looked at when they're vulnerable. It must be that it applies to men as well. So he says, B'shar sh'ayvim mal gesher, that's when they're most vulnerable. Ask the Gemara, Gesher v'suloi, is that the only time men are vulnerable? Eimek en gesher, it doesn't mean only a bridge. It means any time where a person is in a vulnerable state, that's when he needs to be careful. Says the Gemara, and for that reason, Rav loy over b'mabra. Rav never went through over a river on a boat. The Yosef Erev to come where there were Akim sitting on the boat. Amma dima mifka leidin elai. I need to be concerned that maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be looking at them, and he's going to be looking at them, and he'll look at me as well. And I will be seized together with them for their averis. Says the Gemara. However, Shmuel just the opposite. Shmuel over Ella b'Mabra despev k'cham. Shmuel only went on a boat where there were Akim, because he said Omar. He said, I know there's a rule. Sitna betray umilah shalot. The Satan doesn't start up with two nations. So I saw that the Marsha says one of the most famous stories that we know is the story of Yoinah on a boat. Is the story of Yoinah on a boat. And Yoinah was on the boat together with people from other nations. But according to what Shmuel just said, we have nothing to worry about when they're together with other nations. So why was Shmuel so worried? So the Marsha answers, there weren't two nations that were in trouble then. The nations on the boat They had nothing to worry about. The only one that had something to worry about was Yoina, the Jew. So actually, that Gemara ends up being a raya to this Gemara, that it's only when we're on our own, that's when we have to worry. So I saw that some Seifer asks a question, and he uses this Gemara to answer the question. He says, we know that in the Torah, Balak asks Bilam to curse Klal Yisrael. And Bilam attempts to curse Klal Yisrael. We all know that he wasn't successful. But as the Chasam Sofer, Bilam was already in Mitzrayim. So since Bilam was already in Mitzrayim, why didn't Bilam try to curse Klal Yisrael already in Mitzrayim? Why did he only wait till the Midbar? So the Chasam Sofer answers that when Klal Yisrael were in Mitzrayim, they weren't there alone. They were together with the Mitzrim. And our Gemara just taught us that the Satan can't prevail on two different nations at the same time. So as long as Klal Yisrael were together with the Mitzrim, they didn't have to worry about the Satan. However, when they were in the Midbar, Hein Am Levada Yishkan, we were there all around on our own. That's when Bilam said he could curse them. But I saw a different pshat from the Alshech on this Gemara. He says, the Pasuk says, Moshe b'gvurasoi oilam, einav b'goyim titzpana. A Pasuk in Tehillim Perek, Samen Vav, Pasuk Zayin. He says, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at Klal Yisrael, and he doesn't find that they have any schusim, he compares them to the Akum. And he says, compared to the Akum, we're fantastic. Moshe b'gvurasoi oilam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Moshe, the Midas Hadin. And the Midas Adin looks at Klal Yisrael and says, it's not that good. So what does he do? As Einav Bagoyim Titzpana. He looks at the Akum and he says, Klal Yisrael compared to the Akum are fantastic. And he says, that's Pshat in Al Gemara also. Sitna betray Umalai Shalit. Sometimes a person's on a boat. And as we're learning in Al Gemara, when a person is on a boat and a person is in a situation where he is vulnerable, he has to be very concerned. So what do? Says Shmuel. Sit there with Akum. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to compare us to the Akum. Once he compares us to the Akum, then we have nothing, then we'll be in better shape. There's a tshuva. In the Shas of Tshuva Tzitz Eliezer, Chelek Zayin Simen Gimel. It's a famous issue that the Tzitz Eliezer discusses. They wanted to conduct a census in Israel. And we know that we may not count Jews. So the question was, could they conduct a census in Israel? And one of the heterim that they suggested was that they don't only count the Jews who live in Israel, they also count the non-Jews who live in Israel. And since you're counting the Jews and the non-Jews, and our Gemara says that when you're counting, when it's Jews and non-Jews together, we have much less to worry about. But the Tzitz Eliezer says you can't rely on that heter, because number one, they're counting every person individually. They're not counting it just as a group. Every individual living in the state of Israel is being counted. And number two, that even if by counting that way you could avoid a magefa, but that doesn't change, says the Tzitz Eliezer, that there's an isser. And if there's an isser, it's osser. Says the Gemara, Rav Ya'anai Bodak V'Over. He would check the boat before he entered it, and only after he was certain that the boat was safe, that's when he would go on the boat. Rav Ya'anai L'Tamai, because Rav Ya'anai follows his opinion that he says elsewhere, the Amma, a person shouldn't stand in a dangerous place and assume that a nace will happen on his behalf. He can't be sure that a nace will happen. And even if a nace does happen, Baruch Hashem, for that person, he needs to be concerned that maybe some of his chusim will be taken away. Omer Abchanan, Mikra, where do we find this in a pasuk? Says the Gemara, Yaakov Avinu says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that Hine Noichi Imach, that I'll be with you. But still Yaakov was concerned, Kontonti Mikol Chasodim Mikol Amis. Maybe because of all the good things that happened to me, it will take away from my Schosim. Says the Gemara, Rav Zeira b'yom d'shusa, Rav Zeira on a windy day, le'nofak le'beinei nikla. He didn't walk out even between the trees because he was worried that maybe he won't have the schus, that the tree shouldn't fall on him. So the Tfuah Shor asks, we've learned in our shiur, and we learned it in Masechta Brachos, we learned it here in Masechta Shabbos as well, that if somebody forgot to say al anisim in benching, so when he remembers, if he hasn't finished benching, he should say, Harachman hu yasalonim nisim neflos, k'shem shah sisal avaseinu b'yom mehem b'zman hazeh. Ask the Tfuah Shor, that here we just learned that you're not supposed to ask for a nes, because if you ask for a nes, the Gemara says, menakin loim b'zchui yosav. Answer the Tfuah Shor. It's true that a person should not ask for a nes. And if a nes happens to a person, the person has to be concerned that menakin loim b'zchui yosav. But if through the nes, there's a Kiddush Hashem, then we don't have to worry. So we say, Harachman, we amen to Hashem, Harachman, Yasalon, Nisim, Kemosha, Sisla, Vasen, by Yom, Hembez, Manazah. We daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should make for us a tremendous nes. If there's a tremendous nes, there'll be a Gevaldige Kiddush Hashem. If there'll be a Gevaldige Kiddush Hashem, then such a nes doesn't take away from our Schusim. And in fact, I saw in the Hagdoma to the Sefer Shalman the Dorim, I saw he asks a question that always troubled me. We know that if somebody says Birchas HaGoymel, so when he says Birchas HaGoymel, we don't answer Amen. We say, Misha Gemalcha Kol Tov, Hu Gemalcha Kol Tov Sela. Why don't we just say Amen, like we say anytime we hear a bracha? So he says a beautiful pshat. Somebody had a nace happen to them. And because they had a nes happen to them, they're saying the Birchas HaGoymel. When they're saying the Birchas HaGoymel, they need to be concerned, as our Gemara is teaching us, that you need to be concerned, the Menachem Loi Mizchi Yosef. So how do you save yourself from that problem? So the way you save yourself from that problem is by causing a Kiddush Hashem. We say, Misha Gemolcha Kol Tov, Hu Gemolcha Kol Tov Sela. Let the whole world recognize that because of your nes, there was a Kiddush Hashem. And because of your nes, there was a Kiddush Hashem, then you don't have to worry that you were the subject of a nes. But here our Gemara says that the Misha Eisen Lai Nes, Loyal Mayama Adam Makam Sekana. So Taisus asks a question. The Gemara says, in Masech Tiksubis, the Flamen Amar Aleph, Hakol B'dei Shayim, Chutz mitzinim apachim. Everything's in a Kadosh Baruch Hu's hands, except getting sick from being exposed to cold or heat. Ask Taisus, why does Rabbi Yannai say they were not allowed to go to a dangerous place? Because we could end up with problems, where the Gemara says that everything's b'day shemayim. So Taisus answers that if somebody deliberately tries to harm or kill himself, he has the ability to do so, even if that wasn't predestined. So, and similarly, if somebody's not as negligent with his health, then he could bring harm upon himself. So Taisus says that Sinim and Pachim are different from other harmful occurrences that usually you have the ability to protect yourself against Sinim and Pachim. Other harmful incidents are sometimes beyond our control and only happen because they were predestined for punishment. The Masolos Yesharim says that if somebody knowingly places himself in a dangerous predicament, so he's in violation of what the Torah teaches us, v'neshmartem o'ilah nafshesechem. Says the Masolos Yesharim that harm could befall one who endangers himself as a punishment for violating v'neshmartem o'ilah nafshesechem. The Maram Shif explains that when somebody puts himself in a dangerous situation, it causes that the Beis Din Shamala should look at this person. Is he deserving that he should not be punished? And that's why you should try to avoid putting yourself into such a situation. Says the Gemara. Am Rav Yitzchak Barei de Rav Yehuda. Levayelam Yivakash Adam Rakam Shlayechla. A person should daven that he shouldn't get sick. And I saw that the Inyakov explains what does the Gemara mean with the word La'olam. The Gemara is even speaking to young people. Young people think we're young, we'll be healthy. Says the Gemara La'olam, even young people, Yivakish Adam Racham Shadam Shlayechla. Shem Yechla Oimim Loi, Haveis Chus, Venifter. Do you indeed have the Schosim to be healthy? And as the morale explains, it's much easier to prevent yourself from becoming sick than from being sick and getting healed. Omar Micro, where do we see this from a Pasuk? He says, because the Pasuk says, this is the Pasuk that teaches us that we have to build a gate around our roof. And the Pasuk says, Mimenu, once you're in a dangerous place, Lahavi Raya, you need to bring a Raya that you deserve to be saved. Taniberi of Shmuel, again expounding that Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Ki Yipal Anoifu Mimenu, Royal Zel Lipa Meshesh Shimei Abreshus. The Torah teaches us, says the Marsha, that you have to make a fence around your gate. Why is the Torah teaching us? By saying, Ki Yipal Anoifu Mimenu, that even before, from beginning of Shesh Shimei Abreshus, this person was decreed to fall down. Shrei Nafel, because we see that he never fell down. Vakosu Kara Nafel, El Shemagal Nuschus Aidei Zakai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects us if we do the right thing, that if a person keeps the mitzvahs of Torah, and in this case specifically, I saw that the Inyakov explains, if the person is careful to build a gate around his fence, even though he should have really fallen off that gate around his roof, even though he should have really fallen off that roof, but because he did the right thing, before he built the fence where the Torah told him to build it, that schus will protect him from falling down. If he doesn't do what he's supposed to do. If somebody's ill and he's in danger of passing away, they say, we tell this person his father, say vidui. She can't call him mumsim his father. Anybody who was taken out to be killed is supposed to say vidui. So I saw certainly that a person who is chai misa b'dei bezdin has to say vidui. But what we're supposed to learn from here is that we don't know what our situation is and we have to be prepared. Adam yoytzel l'shuk. If a person goes out to the street, he should look at it as if he's being taken to trial. If somebody has a headache, he should think of himself as if he's put in chains. If he's laying in bed because he's not well, he should think of himself as if he's already up on the scaffold to be judged. We're constantly, says the Gemara, being judged. If the person has people to, if he has mitzvahs to protect him, nitzel, then he will be saved. However, v'mlav, if he doesn't have those mitzvahs to protect him, ain't a nitzel, he won't be saved. V'eilehem prakritim shel adam, what are the mitzvahs that protect the individual? Tshuva or ma'isim toivim. The tshuva ma'isim toivim that we do are what protect us. V'afilu teishim eis v'tishim v'tishim meladim alav choiva. Even if there are 999 malachim speaking negatively about this person, but there's one malach that says good about the person, nitzel, he will be saved. And then the malach echad melitz. If there's one malach that says good about him, echad mina elef, one out of a thousand, lahagid la'odam yoshroi, to speak about the righteousness of this individual, v'yechanenu, then he will come out okay. V'yoyma, because this malach will protect him, p'deyu mered shachas, from falling into the grave. And Rabbi Elazar ben Yosef Yosef Glili takes it even a step further. Afilu teishim eis v'tishim v'tishim ba'oysim malach l'chayva. Forget about the 999 that are saying bad about him. But even the one that's saying good, 999% of that malach says bad about him. And this little percent says good about him, nitzel. Shnema melech echem min alef. Part of that malach. So I saw that the Chachmas HaMatzpun explains this Gemara, that it's very difficult for a person to change himself. It's very difficult for a person to do tshuva. What our Gemara is teaching us is that all Hashem asks from us is that we should just start. As long as we just start, that will be enough for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to look at us favorably. And I saw along the same line, the Michtam Eliyahu uses a halachic principle to make this point. The halacha we know is, says the Michtam Eliyahu, Hegdish Shavah Mana. You could have Hegdish, which is worth thousands of dollars, Shechiloy al Shiva Pruta, and you redeemed it just on the smallest amount of money, Mechulal. What's the lesson of that Gemara, tells us the Michtam Eliyahu. The Michtam Eliyahu tells us the lesson of that Gemara is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not looking dollar for dollar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is just looking that we try to be paid ourselves, that we try to redeem ourselves, that we try to do better. And as long as we try to do that, then we will be redeemed. Tana Rabbanan Sholosh Averis, Noshim Mesis Yoldus. There are three Averis that cause women to die during childbirth. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Noshim Mesis Yoldus. Rabbi Ach Omer, Bavoin, Shemakapsis Tzoyis B'Nein B'Shabbos. One Averis is that they wash laundry in Shabbos. And as we're going to learn, that's an Isser Melabin, and therefore may not be done on Shabbos. Vayesh Aymerim Ashakarin L'Aron Kodesh Arna. They call the Aron Kodesh Arna. They call the Aron Kodesh just a chest. They don't treat the Aron Kodesh with the proper respect. And if you don't treat the Aron Kodesh with the proper respect, that's what causes them to be in trouble. And as the Yaivitz explains, people think that these are not significant averis. Teaches us the Gemara, for what you think is insignificant avera, a person can lose their lives. Tanya Rabbi Shmuel ben Elazar Omer. Bavon shnei nedarim amiratzim meisim. There are two averis that cause amiratzim to pass away. Ashakarin la'aron ha-kodesh arna. They don't have the proper respect for the aron ha-kodesh. They think it's a regular chest. Vashakarin la'beis ha-knesses beis am. They call the shul a beis am, a place for gathering. A shul is not a place for gathering. A shul is where the shechina is found. And if a person doesn't have that proper respect, it could cause serious repercussions. Says the Gemara, Tanya, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Shloisha Bitkei Misa Nivra Bisha. There are three ways a woman is inspected by a woman if she should survive. Family Shloisha Difkei Misa. There are three places that cause a woman to live. These things could cause that a woman should die. Neither the nakifel, neither in chalan adlokas aner. Chadik Rabbi Elazar, one of the nine follows the opinion of Rabbi Elazar. Chadik Rabbanan, one calls it bitke, that they're investigated, and one is that they cause themselves. Tanya of Shimon Gamliel Omer, Hilchas Hegdish. When we speak about the halachas of Hegdish, the halachas of Trumas and Maestris, hein gufei Torah are critical to the halacha, v'nimsuru l'amayaretz. But who gives hegdish, and who gives all these different things? Amaratzim. And they don't have the, and they don't recognize how important it is. I saw that the Sefer Yogel Yaakov explains, what does the Gemara mean when it says, shokorin l'oron kodesh arna? They don't teach their children, as they go to yeshiva, when a mother sends her son to yeshiva, her children to yeshiva, they're supposed to teach them, you're going to learn Hashem's Torah. It's not just another subject. It's not just a chest. And if they don't teach it to them, then it's very dangerous. What's pshat when the Gemara says Hegdish? So the pshat is that Hegdish is something that's easily made into Hegdish. All you have to do is say that this item is Hegdish. And you make something into Hegdish, and you don't treat it with the proper respect, it could end up having serious repercussions. Tanya, Reb Nosson Omer b'avoyim nedarim meis isa shel adam. If a person is not careful with the nedarim that he makes, it could cause danger for his family. Shenemar, im ein l'chol shalom, a person makes a neder and he doesn't have the ability to pay. Lama yikach mishkofcha mitachtecha. Why should he? HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take your bed under you, which is a euphemism for a wife. Rabbi Omer, b'avoyim nedarim bonim meisim k'shen k'tanim. If a person is not careful about nedarim, then it could cause his children to pass away. Shnemar, al titen es picha lachti es b'serecha. Be careful with your mouth. V'atayim l'fnei malach k'shkogahu. Don't just k'shkogahi, that's just a mistake. Lama yotzuf elokim al kalecha. Why should HaKadosh Baruch Hu get angry because of what you have said? V'chibel es masi yodecha. And damage what you created. Eizei masi yodav shal adam. What is what we create? Havayim v'bona b'noisav shal adam. The children who we create. And I saw that the Sefer Cheshukei Chemed, based on this Gemara, he says there was somebody who made a neder who bought an aliyah in shul. He bought Chasim Bereishis on Shmini Atzeres Simchas Torah. And then it turned out that the Sefer in which they had read that aliyah was a apostle Sefer, turned out to be apostle. And therefore, this person did not want to pay for the aliyah. And the question the Cheshukei Chemed Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein Shlita brought to his brother-in-law, Rav Chaim Kanievsky Shlita. And Rav Chaim Kanievsky says, besides the fact that Chasim Bereishis is only a minig, and besides the fact that the halacha is that if the people didn't know it's a pasul sefer Torah, you yoytze the kriyas haTorah. Our Gemara is teaching us that we're playing with fire when we don't keep our nedarim. So since if you don't keep your nether, you're playing with fire. If you made a nether in front of the Sefer Torah, you made a Misha Berich in front of the Sefer Torah, be careful to keep it. Tana Rabbanan Bavoyin, the Dorim, because of the aveira of not keeping the Dorim, Bonim Mesim, somebody could chas v'shalom lose their children. Divrei, Rabbi Lazar of Shimon. Rabbi Yudah Nasi Omer, Bavoyin Bittel Torah. If somebody doesn't keep, if somebody's not careful about Bittel Torah, then he could lose his children. Bishlam Mandam Bavoyin Nadorim says the Gemara, if somebody doesn't keep Nadorim Kramorin. We just read the Psukim. However, asked the Gemara, El Lamanda Omer Bavoyin Bittel Torah, according to the Pshat that says it has to do with Bittel Torah, Micro, where do we see in the Pasuk that Bittel Torah, somebody not learning or not keeping his obligations to learn the Torah, could cause this kind of punishment? The Ksib, because the Pasuk says, B'shah l'shavi keses b'neichem, I have hurt your children, musloi l'kachu, you didn't take the musr that you're supposed to learn Torah. And as I saw the Mefarshim explain, the Torah is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu chem de genuza, it's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu enjoys the most. And we, Baruch Hashem, should always enjoy our children. And if we're not careful, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu chem de genuza, we're putting ourselves in danger with our children. This pasuk also is a source for teaching us that you have to be careful about nedarim, otherwise you're putting your children in danger. The civil shavi cases b'neichem alis geshav, you weren't careful with the way you expressed yourself. Michti, ask the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda Anasi hani Rebbe. We know Rabbi Yehuda Anasi is Rebbe. Rebbe says by nedarim kama. Rebbe said that it's nedarim that causes the children to suffer. Answers the Gemara. Bas the shamer Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon. After he heard what Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon said, that it's nedarim, that's when he said that psak, and he accepted it. Before that, he held it was bittel Torah that harms the children. Says the Gemara, Pligibar Rav Chiya bar Abba v'Rav Yossi, Charam b'avoy mezuzah. One says that it's the avoyin of mezuzah that could hurt the children, because the morale explains a person is the mezuzah is put on a person's bias. And a person's family is called his bias. So that's why it makes sense that they go to, that's why it makes sense that they go together. And Chanam Abavayim Bittel Torah, like we've been learning, it's Bittel Torah that causes this punishment. L'manda Amar, Abavayim Mezuzah, according to the Manda Amar that says is because of mezuzah. Mikra nedish lefonav. The pasuk says, "Uchsaftam amezuzah." We say it every day in Krishna, three times a day. "Uchsaftam amezuzah beisechov v'shirecha." And then we say, "Leman yibru yimeichem." So we see that mezuzah and long life travel together. But it doesn't go back to Talmud Torah, which is in the pasuk before mezuzah, which says, and according to the man that says that bittul Torah affects the children, mikra nidrish lefonav, well, lefneifonav. Since the pasuk before leman yibru yimeichem speaks about mezuzah, so it's mezuzah that is connected to long life, and the pasuk before it, which teaches us about Talmud Torah also is a connected to life. Pligaba, says the Gemara, Ramei Rabbi Yehuda, Chad Amar Bavoy Mezuzah, that the Avoy Mezuzah causes a person to die, children to get affected. Chad Amar Bavoy Tzitzis, it's Tzitzis. Why Tzitzis? Because Tzitzis are like the fringes that come out of our begodim. And our children are what emanate from ourselves, and therefore, and they travel together. There's a machlokes rishonim how to learn this Gemara. The Tosfos Yeshanim here on our Amid says this Gemara that says that somebody is not careful with tzitzis, it could affect the health of his children. It's only in the time of Chazal that they wore begodim that typically had on them four corners. And if somebody wasn't careful that he has a beged with four corners to put on tzitzis, he was putting himself in danger. However, says the Tosfos Yeshanim, Bezman HaZeh, that we don't wear those kind of begodim. We don't wear begodim with dalet knafis. So we don't have to be so concerned that if somebody's not wearing tzitzis, what the repercussions will be. However, the Rabbeinu Yoina disagrees. And the Rabbeinu Yoina, the Shari Tshuva, says that the Gemara Masechet Menachos teaches us that Be'idin Rischa, at the time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is angry, he punishes people if they don't wear tzitzis. So even if we don't necessarily have a beged that has on it four corners, we still should try to go out of our way to find such a beged and put the tzitzis on it. Says the Gemara, Bishlam l'manda amma b'avoy mezuzah. The manda amma says the mezuzah is so serious. The ksiv, as we said, the pasuk says, "Saftam amezuzos beisecha v'ksib asrei leman yirbu yemechem beivenechem." However, says the Gemara, asks the Gemara, "El leman damer bavoyin tzitzis my tama." Amar of Kahana v'tema shila mori midiksiv gam beknafayich. Your corners nimtzu dam nefashis of yoinim nekiyim. Of yoinim, so I saw the Marsha explains represents of yoinim stands for av ubonim. Your children, your Ava Bonim, are protected if you're careful with Knafayach to wear tzitzis on the corners of your beged. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar Mehocha, Amar Lamanda B'Avoy Mezuzah Nami Mehocha. The Ksiv, Loi B'Machteres Mitzosim. The Pasuk says, I have not found them in Machteres. Shosim P'sochim Machteres. Machteres is like a door that's flat on the ground. And if you have a door that's flat on the ground, you don't have to put a mezuzah on the door. So explains the Mashar, if they make doors that aren't mechuyev mezuzah, so they don't have mezuzah on the door. But constructing a door that has to have a mezuzah is what brings a shmirah to us and to our families. Amar Reish Lakish, kolazor b'tzitzis. If somebody's careful in the mitzvah tzitzis, zocha, he will be zoicha the misham shloi shnei alofim shmoina meis avodim. That when Mashiach comes, he'll have 2,800 avodim servicing him. Shnei mekoy ama Hashem tzvokis. B'yom ha'heim, in those days, asher ziku asar noshim mekol shonis agoyim. The 10 men of all the nations of the world, ziku b'knaf ish yehudi leima, ne'elchi imochem. So the mitzvah tzitzis, that in every nation, that every corner, there will be 10 people from each nation of the world that will cater us. And since there are 70 umas ha'olam, so now we're going to have 700 on each corner. And if you have 700 in each corner, 7 times 4 equal 2,800. Simen, shana chal trum negzelas dina shvua shifchusoi geluya v'nevlusa. Tanya says the Gemara. Tanya Reb Nechemya Oimer. Bavoin tzinas chinim. In the Aveira of Sinis Chinim, Meriva Rava Ba B'Tach Beis HaShalodim. It causes that there should be quarrel in somebody's home. Vishde Mapels Nafalim, and his wife will miscarry, or Bonav B'Nois HaShalodim Meisim K'shtanim, and their children will pass away when they are young. Rav Lazar, Rav Yehudai, Mabavoyin Chala. If a person doesn't take off Chala, Ein Bracha B'Mechunas. In other words, if we want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bless our assets, we have to do what he wants us to do for him and give the challah. Or me'eir mishtalach b'sarim, and it causes that the barley, me'eir mishtalach b'sarim, it causes that the prices of different materials go up. V'zayim zroim, people will plant, and v'acher ma'achlim, they won't have the ability to harvest what they've planted. Others will eat it. Shenemar, afani ayas zois lachem, v'fkarti lachem b'hola, asa shachafes v'sakadachas, all types of different diseases, v'chalas enayim medivas nefesh, zratim l'zriks rachem, v'chluchem oivechem. All because you didn't give what you were supposed to give. Al tikri b'hola, el b'chala. Only because you didn't give the chala. And as I saw, the Sefer Likutei Bas Likutei explains, chala is a mitzvah which is very easy to fulfill. And if you didn't go through the bother of fulfilling the simple mitzvah, that's why there'll be such a serious punishment. V'mnoisnen, but if somebody does give as he's supposed to give, misporchim, he will be blessed. Shenema, reishis arisisechem titn l'koyin, l'niach brocha el b'secha. You'll bring brocha into your home. B'avoyim bittel trumas amaisris. Because people don't give trumas and maestris, shemayim that sarim, the heavens are held back, there's no rain, v'lohoyre talamotar. V'yoyka hoiva, prices go up, v'schar of it, people don't make profit, u'b'nei adam rota ach panasosam, people try to make a living v'ei megim. Shnema, tzia gam choyim, yigzlu mei mei sheleg, shol chotu. This will all happen because they did an aveira. My mashma. How do we see that this is that aveira? Tanaber v'shmol. B'shvil dvarim she'et tzivisi eschem b'moysa chama. In during the summer, that's the harvest time, when you're supposed to take off the trumas and maestris, and you didn't, v'loy asisim, you didn't do what you were supposed to do, yizl mekem mei meshalag b'moysa g'shamim. That in the winter, when it's supposed to rain, you won't get the rain that you were supposed to get. Vim noistim. But a person does give the proper trumas and maestros as he's supposed to, mizbarchu. Then he brings bracha into his home. Shenem, as the pasuk says, havias kol ha-maisa beis oitzer, bring all of the maisa to the treasure houses, v'yeterif b'beisi, and you will have panos in your home. U'b'chanunin b'na b'zois ha-mashem tzvokos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu issues a challenge. I test me if what I say I will not fulfill. If I will not open for you the windows of the sky, and I'll bring to you incredible amount of brocha. What does it mean, ad b'lidai? Says the Gemara, Amar Rami b'Rav, Amar Rav. So much brocha will be brought to the person that does what HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him to do regarding tztaka, truma, ma'isra, ad shivu, stoisechem, aloi medai. Your throat will be parched from saying enough, die, because there'll be so much bracha in the world. We should be zoicha meheira b'yameinu.